الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الناس معادن كمعادن الذهب والفضة خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا فقهوا والأرواح جنود مجندة فما تعارف منها ائتلف وما تناكر منها اختلف رواه مسلم. Between the chapter on having love for the pious, spending time in their company, taking their du'as, and going and being in those places that are blessed, those mubarak places. So from amongst the advices of staying in the company of the pious, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this hadith that shows something very strange, very nice, is that apart from the first part of the hadith which speaks, we'll translate it just now, about the qualities, the inherent qualities that are found in every person, he makes mention of a situation that happened in Alam-e Arwah, in the land, or you can say in the world of the souls, wherein Allah Ta'ala had gathered all of mankind to testify, Alastu bi Rabbikum. Sometimes it's referred to as Alam-e Alast, that Allah Ta'ala had taken a pledge and a covenant that who is your Allah? Who is, so this was a pledge of rububiyat, that who is your Allah? And now when Allah Ta'ala had gathered the whole of mankind, Allah Ta'ala had gathered them in safs. So those that had an affinity, those that took an affinity for each other in Alam-e Arwah, Allah Ta'ala had made it such that they will take an affinity for them in each other in this world also. And those that didn't take an affinity for each other in Alam-e Arwah, they won't have an affinity for each other in this world also. So here, one is just as a matter of an example, that those people that kept the company of the pious, even in Alam-e Arwah, they will have for that love for the pious even in this world. So that love for the pious is something so great. Anyway, let's translate this hadith. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, people are mines like the mines of gold and silver. An-nasu ma'adin kama'adin al-dhahbi wal-fidda. People are like mines, like the mines of gold and silver. What is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying here? He said, how in a mine, you'll get dust and you'll get precious metals. You'll get both things found in the mine. Like that, in this world, you'll get two types of people found. Those people that are very, very precious. Mine, whatever is in the mine, is hidden above the ground. You can't see the precious metals in the ground. Only once it's mined and worked upon, then you'll see that gold, you'll see the glitter of the silver, you'll see the other minerals that are coming out of the ground, the diamonds, etc. Once it's mined, clean, shine, polished, then you see the beauty of it. But so long as it's in the ground, it's hidden. So in other words, there is hidden potential in every person. Every person has hidden potential. Some of them, unfortunately, that potential is just dust, like how you just get dust from the ground. And in others, that potential is very great, even greater than what we have in ourselves, there's potential in others. In other words, don't assume that any person doesn't have any potential. It's just sometimes they need to be cleaned out, need to be wiped, a little bit of shaping needs to take place, or like that diamond, how it needs to be cleaned, it needs to be shined, polished, and then it shines and it sparkles. So therefore, every person has potential. This is a nice hadith to keep in mind when going to speak to people or meeting people. This person, especially young people, etc., has got so much of potential. If only that potential can be harnessed, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying like a mine. The potential of the metal is just there below the ground. If that potential is utilized, used, now it becomes something very precious and very valuable. So this is the first part of the hadith. That people are mines like the mines of gold and silver. Those who were best during the times of Jahiliyat shall be the best in the era of Islam. In other words, those people that had those hidden qualities in Jahiliyat before Islam, now when they accept Islam and they bring Islam, now in time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was an era of Jahiliyat ignorance. Those people that were the best in ignorance, in other words, they had those qualities, those best qualities, when they accepted Islam, they became the best also in Islam. It's just now that Islam was the thing that caused them to shine, caused them to sparkle, caused them to change and to pull out those beautiful qualities, to express those qualities, was Islam. So now they also now reflect those beauty. For example, before Islam, a person may have a level of honesty, upright. He's got all this potential in him. He's a very straight person, clear person. He's a very good-hearted person, but he doesn't have that Islam. So Islam is the changing point in a person's life. It causes him now to express that kindness, that goodness, that everything, it has it. So if he's got those qualities inherent in him, when he accepts Islam, all those qualities are now expressed. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that those who were the best during the time of jahiliyat, ignorance, shall be the best in the era of Islam, provided one provision, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that they have an understanding of Islam. Not that they just come face value, accept Islam and think they can now follow all the old rituals or have love for all the old practices, etc. No. So long as they have a deep understanding of Islam, they will be the best in Islam also, those who previously had good qualities. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this part which I mentioned first. Souls are troops of armies. Junudum mujannada, they are like troops of armies. How are troops of armies are? They are normally moving together. So souls are troops of armies. Those that recognized each other in Alami Arwah. In Alami Arwah, they took a recognition. They liked each other. They took an inclination to each other. Will be inclined to each other in this world. Those that were detached from each other will be disinclined to each other in this world. Those that were disinclined to each other, even in this world, they will be disinclined. This is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates things. So based on this hadith, Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah stated that if a person dislikes a virtuous individual, he should pursue the underlying cause for the dislike so that it is cleansed of it. It may be such that a person dislikes some pious person for whatever reason, he should pursue it and he should see that he shouldn't have a dislike for a pious person, because if he has a love, as we did in the previous hadiths, al-mar'u ma'aman ahabba, a person will be with whom he loves. If he loves the pious people, then he will be with them on the day of Qiyamah. So even though a person may be falling short in this world as far as his actions are concerned, not that he depends on falling short, but if he falls short, just because of the love we have for the pious, Allah Ta'ala will raise him up on the day of Qiyamah with the pious. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.